Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Back in, starting a new week here and very, very clear direction to kick things off. Absolutely clear direction. Right now, we are seeing Bitcoin falling hard. As a matter of fact, here is the really, really interesting thing. We've actually broken down through the old lows. Now, they were localized lows, that low being 7,040. If you recall, if you've been watching any of my market view content or any of my social media posts or anything at all across the internet, you'll actually understand I said that if we broke out of a range, which was below, what was it, below 7,372 or above 7,777, which was the high, of that little range, I'd be looking for shorts. Now, yesterday was Sunday, and I actually decided not to trade Sunday. I didn't even really look at the markets. I saw that the market had fallen, and I thought, am I going to go and look for shorts? I actually thought, no, I'm happy to wait. Now, the interesting thing we've got on Bitcoin is that if we break down through, let me have a look here. The low of that last push down was 6,425. We get down below there, then we're headed for the next low, which was 6,000 on the dot. We break 6,000, well, where to from there? Sheesh, there's a little bit of support, and I'm talking little, I mean little support, it's around 5,400, but not a great deal. So if we break down through those levels, then I think we're gonna see some fairly solid sailing to the south side. I'm trying to say that fast 10 times. But right now, it's just a matter of us seeing if we hold that point where we are right now. And all I'm looking for are shorts. The thing is with Bitcoin right now, because it is, you know, sort of pretty close to those old lows, that there is a little bit of support around that 6,500 area, and we're at 6,700. It's only going to be intraday trades that I'm going to be looking for. And look, the truth is this, guys. When the markets fall, and they fall, they cascade, is what I call it. So a cascading market, like a waterfall. Often the best strategy is just to look for Fibonacci booster trades, all right? Pull back in, because the market does not wait sometimes. The interesting thing that I can see here, if I look at the 1 hour chart, we saw over 2 hours, Bitcoin fall from, you know, roughly what were we, the open 7,600 to 7,200, $400 move. But then last night, overnight for me here, because I'm in Sydney, we fell from 7,100 to 6,700 in 1 hour. Just a very big, hard fall. Now, I know lots of people have got all these, you know, things to say all the time about, you know, who's doing what, and, you know, there'll be all this speculation about Mt. Gox people selling, and I really don't care. It doesn't affect the way I trade. I've been asked this question many times before. The fact of the matter is the market is falling really, really hard right now. Now, if I go ahead and have a look at, something like EOS Bitcoin, for example, I'm looking at it against Bitcoin. It's down 14% against that of Bitcoin. So therefore, if I jump to the top 10, you'll actually see it's down 23% because Bitcoin itself is down 10%. So the market is getting an absolute beating. If I look at Ethereum against the dollar, it too is sitting right down around that $500 mark where there is a little bit of support, but more so it's just all the old lows. Now that currently it's you know, looking very, very weak. Bitcoin Cash, thankfully, I've still got my hedge on that. Didn't quite get up to get stopped out. My stop loss has been moved now to, it's about 1,214. It meandered along. It was starting to look quite bullish there. And then obviously that changed very quickly, as can often happen. Markets change, trends change, and we as traders need to be able to adapt to that. So I'm still short Bitcoin Cash. So I'm pretty happy with the nice little hedge there. EOS is the worst performer out of the entire top 10, down 23% there against the US dollar. Cardano, again, you know, that short trade that set up off the 61.8% in the cradle zone a little while back, the date was the 3rd of June. It's playing out really, really well. So too will NEO, so too will NEM, a number of these trades that I had seen set up. I didn't take any of those. I'll be honest with you, I did not take any of those. I didn't think that it was the right time. Here's my problem, and I'll carry this out with you right now. I do think sometimes, and one of my rules is not to think. Should trade what I see, not what I think. But that's for another day, telling you that story. Either way, Cardano down quite heavily as well, as is Lumen, setting new lows in this most recent localized trend, lower low there, breaking down through the lows that was the 29th of May. NEO also setting new lows, heading towards that support level of 43. $1,000 flat. It is strong support. If we break there, there's plenty of room to move lower as well. IOTA again, not breaking its new lows yet, but pushing lower. Ripple right now, again, not breaking its new lows yet, but pushing lower. Litecoin has broken. Holy geez, Litecoin has broken the $111 mark. That is definitely going to be something that I'm stalking. There is some, you know, the round number of $100 is fast approaching, but the level that we've been seeing as support and resistance has been that 111 thereabouts. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see maybe a bounce of $100, but I'm telling you right now, for me, Litecoin right now off 111, even 100 if we break straight through it, is definitely something that I'll be keeping a very, very, very close on, because that support goes back quite some time and it's a very, very strong level. So all around the pitch, guys, I don't see any green. I don't see any green at all. It is all down, but that's okay because you've got to learn to trade. I understand this. I get this. I'm trading Bitcoin. Sorry, Dash, the only market that seems to be green against Bitcoin. Oh, and Decred, which has been phenomenally strong. So there are still opportunities out there for those of you who know what you're doing, looking for cradle trades. Mostly at the moment, though, if the market continues to fall very, very hard, I am looking for the Fibonacci booster, guys. Don't forget, this show is brought to you by Trader Cobb. Visit www.tradercobb for bravo.com. You can get access to all these strategies that I'm talking to about, heaps of free content, and you're more than welcome to jump in and get involved. Have a great day. I'll speak to you again very soon. Be careful, be wise, and don't panic. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.